What it does, Jack, is it gives a reflection of the clinical skills of community pharmacists. It's something we've been calling for years, to increase accessibility for patients for common clinical conditions. So there's 8 conditions that are included that you can now have a consultation with a pharmacist for and end up potentially having a prescription strength medicine to treat. So the pharmacist is actually allowed to prescribe and then supply medicines for patients. So the whole idea is to increase patients' accessibility, to make it easier for patients to get access to medicines for common conditions rather than having them delaying in doctor surgeries or clogging up appointments for more serious conditions in doctor surgeries. So it's about reflection of the accessibility of the pharmacist, the clinical skills of the pharmacist, and the needs of the patients more than anything to get quick care. So for example, with something like shingles, where a pharmacist can now prescribe for shingles, that's something that has to be treated very quickly to prevent ongoing issues like neuropathic pain post-herpes or post-shingles, or even just a simple thing like conjunctivitis, where we all know how sore an eye infection can be and how serious it can get very quickly. To get that treated urgently and quicker in a pharmacy is an advantage to the public and to the patients, and that's what the Common Clinical Service is about.
Yeah, and you mentioned shingles there. What other kind of ailments will it help people with, and especially people across the Northwest here?
So there's 8 conditions in total, from allergic rhinitis. There is oral thrush, vulvovaginal thrush. There is cold sores. There is shingles. There is impetigo, which is quite a common condition in children with a face rash. So there's 8 conditions in total, and all of them are things that we would see regularly in pharmacies and that we would then be referring patients onto GPs for, which obviously is leading to an increased backlog in GPs.
Yeah, of course. And I was just about to ask there, you know, do you think this will help kind of combat hospital overcrowding as well, that you can get this kind of frontline care first rather than having to go into maybe an A&E department?
I think the ultimate goal of all the work that we're doing with the Minister for Health and with the Department of Health and the HSE is to do that, that where you relieve pressure at the lower end of the system, that then that relieves pressure further up and further up the chain. So GPs should have more time, hopefully, to do more work, which means there'll be less people saying they can't get a GP appointment and turning up in casualty, which is what's happening at the minute. People are either accessing out-of-hours doctor services or turning up in casualty, claiming they can't get an appointment with their GP, and we're hoping that by freeing up those appointments, by pharmacists taking up these services, that obviously that will relieve pressure further along.